U.S. Embassy warns American citizens in Lebanon to leave on any ticket available. The United States, France, the United Kingdom, and many more countries warned their citizens to leave Lebanon as soon as possible amid heightening regional tensions, following strikes in Beirut and Israel in recent days. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon warned its citizens they should book any ticket available to them, while the United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary's office called on UK citizens to leave now. France sent an alert to its citizens to leave Lebanon as soon as possible, according to a statement that was issued by the Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs on Sunday. "We encourage those who wish to depart Lebanon to book any ticket available to them, even if that flight does not depart immediately or does not follow their first-choice route. U.S. citizens who lack funds to return to the United States may contact the embassy for financial assistance via repatriation loans," said the U.S. Embassy in Beirut on Saturday, adding that flights by some commercial airlines have been canceled in recent days. The embassy stressed Saturday that commercial transportation options to leave Lebanon are still available. Airlines have begun to suspend flights to and from Beirut, according to a tracker provided by FlightAware. In a Saturday statement, UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy warned the country's citizens that tensions are high in Lebanon and that the situation could deteriorate rapidly. "While we are working round the clock to strengthen our consular presence in Lebanon, my message to British nationals there is clear: leave now," he said. Lammy's statement called on the parties involved to tamp down the tension, saying that a widening of this conflict is in nobody's interest and called for a de-escalation and diplomatic resolution. In late July, Israeli officials blamed the Lebanese Hezbollah terrorist group for an attack that left about a dozen civilians dead in the Golan Heights. The Israeli military then retaliated by launching an airstrike on Beirut, killing a top commander of Hezbollah. The tit-for-tat strikes have sparked concerns that the Israeli conflict with the Palestinian Hamas terrorist group, which started last October after the group launched an attack on Israel, killing 1,200 and taking hundreds more hostage, is spreading to other parts of the Middle East. Tensions also escalated after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said in a televised speech last week that its conflict with Israel has entered a new phase, adding that his group is forced to respond. "The resistance cannot but respond. This is definite," he said, speaking in a televised address to mark the funeral of the slain commander, attended by mourners clad in black waving the group's yellow and green flag. "We are looking for a real response, not a performative response, and for real opportunities. A studied response," Nasrallah said. An Israeli strike on Hezbollah's stronghold in the southern suburb of Beirut on Tuesday killed Fuad Shukr, head of the group's military operations, along with an Iranian military advisor and five civilians. Just hours after Shukr's killing, the leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in the Iranian capital, Tehran, in an attack widely blamed on Israel, but Israel has not officially taken responsibility. On Sunday, Jonathan Finer, White House National Security Council deputy advisor, told CBS News Face the Nation that the United States is deploying more military forces in the Middle East for preventative and defensive measures due to the situation. "The White House," he said, "is seeking a de-escalation and that our goal is deterrence, our goal is defense of Israel." Reuters contributed to this report.